This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We've been looking lately at what happens when communities lose jobs or economic ways of life that are hard to replace because they have become embedded in the local culture. Only a couple of generations ago, hunting put food on the table for a whole lot of families. It was an economic staple, really. But fewer of us are waking up before dawn, putting on camouflage and taking a rifle into the woods. So that is what we sent Blake Farmer of WPLN in Nashville, Tennessee, out to do.
An experienced turkey hunter looks a little like a sound effects artist. Leith Kanondike has a half dozen instruments in his camo pack meant to attract a big gobbler. One is a wooden paddle and what looks like a mini cigar box.
There's nothing special about it, but a lot of turkeys have died because of it.
Kanondike whispers as not to scare the turkeys away. He says he learned how to use all kinds of calls from watching his uncles.
You ever seen a diaphragm call? This one's brand new, untouched.
He sticks a piece of plastic in his bearded cheek. Kanondike makes his living in the Tennessee woods as a game warden. He's a mountain of a man with a studious appreciation for one of the oldest industries in America. There was a time when hunting wasn't about trophies, it was a necessity.
So it had a lot to do with our foundation of who we are today, and I think that's what we're trying to pass on.
There's been a slight uptick in the last couple of years, but Kanondike has seen the trend lines, a fairly steady decline in hunters since the 1970s. Fewer young people are taking up what is now primarily a leisure activity. And that's why he goes out of his way to promote hunting to teens, starting with his two sons. Today, he's just the guide and loading a shotgun for his 14-year-old named Lake, who's never bagged a turkey, though he already calls hunting an addiction. It's the adrenaline rush of having an animal in the sights.
I mean, your heart is pumping real, real fast while you're aiming, getting ready to shoot.
The Kanondikes live in a fairly rural part of Tennessee where barns and fence rows still dominate the landscape. But Lake says most of his friends don't hunt. Some even turn their noses up at it.
I mean, you could talk to a girl about it and she'd throwing up over there. I'm like, I'm talking about it. I'm not showing you a picture of a doe that I just gutted or showing you a video. I did that once for 4-H. It ended up terrible.
He field-dressed a dove in front of his class. The headwinds are straightforward, according to a report by the research firm Ibis World this year. As the country continues to urbanize, people lose touch with rural activities. They might not know anyone with land to hunt on. They might even think hunting sounds cruel. But Leith Kanondike also recognizes a strange phenomenon. Even as fewer of us hunt, census figures show hunters are spending more doing it.
So you got all this stuff and people are bombarded with, you know, what boots to wear and what camo to wear and what scent to use. And when I was a kid, man, I mean, I remember wearing multiple pairs of socks and, you know, you wore your boots when they started not fitting. You just took off a pair of socks, you know.
Leith has become a bit of a gear hog at this point, too. But he says he tries to steer beginners toward what he sees as character building benefits.
Part of, like, taking kids hunting is there's a reward to patience. They're coming to us.
Leith and his son Lake are squatting against trees about 20 feet apart. They're talking softly and trying to blend in as a big red-headed turkey follows a group of hens strutting through a swampy area. Leith gives the signal. The gobbler's in range. He aims and takes a shot. A few moments pass, and the father cheers on his son.
Woo!
Congratulations, man, on your first bird. Well, go get him. I can't even get up. My heart's racing.
The father and son take a photo together, posing with Lake's first kill. It's a portrait that this family will treasure. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.